Matt, and he's actually on the line with us already. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Dakota, how are you?
All right, how's it going?
I cannot complain. It is Monday. Jeez, week's already starting. So
Monday, right?
Out of Tunkahannock. How do I say that?
Tunkahannock,
okay.
Tunkahannock,
I have probably
yep.
seen that city maybe once in my entire life, you know?
I imagine.
Yeah, but it's all good, right? There's a lot of cities in Pennsylvania. A lot. I have a lot of clients
right?
actually out there, too. Okay, so obviously Eric's really good at, like, explaining the basics. I mean, it sounds like you do a little bit of everything, right? I mean, I do.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, is there certain jobs that you really want to be focusing in on? Like, talk to me about how that looks, Dakota. Like, what's your goal with what you want
to
do?
My goal is to get into land services, site prep, land clearing. I don't really want to get into tree services, but, you know, if it's more like, you know, brush okay. clearing or, you know, clearing an area for a house or whatever, that's down my alley. I'm a little limited on my equipment access at the moment, so I don't really want to push it when I'm not in the place to, you know, supply that business, but that's the direction I want to go.
Oh, you that
by the end of summer,
cool.
I should have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, really what I'm up against is I have access to the equipment, but I don't have my CDL, and now that I'm a business, I guess you could say technically I am a farm as well, and so I used to do stuff on the side just with my farm tag, but you don't want to get caught wrong place at the wrong time when you're doing that. So,
you have access
but,
to like an excavator or something like that. But you
yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I have access to an excavator, a backhoe, a skid loader, and just about whatever I need.
Okay. Is there other things that you do presently right now? Like
currently, I'm just focusing on smaller jobs and
like handyman.
Well, not just handyman stuff. I'm going to be finishing a basement with a drop tile ceiling and drywalling it, and then I'm going to be building a retaining wall, then I'm going to Tennessee to put a roof on a house. I do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Just whatever comes my way and fits into my schedule.
You don't have, like, a contractor's license, correct?
I don't think they're required in the state of Pennsylvania. Correct me if I'm wrong,
yeah.
but I don't think they're required.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so so we're mainly running on the handyman, like category, but you can do everything, right? And that's
pretty
great.
Much
like
yeah
more,
I don't
like,
think correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think you need a contractor's license to do general contracting in Pennsylvania.
Let me
so
just take I mean not in Pennsylvania itself, but Google has their own little, you know, criteria to certain
oh,
things, right?
That's
so
cute.
Because
yeah,
you know, everybody uses tries to get on Google, right? And they will only let you know, certain people, right, participate. But
right.
I'm checking right now on one thing for you while we're talking. But yeah, that's definitely good. kind of understand like what you're doing in that sense. But let me just see what Google's saying on that in the area over there. Yeah, so you're right. Google doesn't even require a general contracting license. But you have general liability
yeah, they
insurance
should.
Though, right? For the business?
I do. Yep.
Okay. Good. Yeah, so let me talk about how I help guys like you grow, okay? Because, like, I can definitely help you do whatever length and whatever degree you want to go, right? And everything in between, right? So the good thing is, you know, if you really want to get to land prep, land clearing, sounds like that's something like you're trying to work on, and I can definitely help you on those keywords, at least to keep it affordable for you. But really, we can focus our attention on a couple different things as well, right? Like, you know, general contracting keywords as well, right? Things like
okay.
like remodeling, roofing, right? Deck building, stuff like that. I can definitely get you phone calls by being on Google for those type of jobs, right? Which would obviously help, right? Because those are good paying jobs. So the first phase is to get you to.
I currently can't advertise roofing. I'm actually just going to work with another crew do that roof because I'm not, I am specifically not insured for roofing. So,
yeah. So we can take roofing out of it, but we can definitely do general contracting. Like, and we would sit down with you to find out what type of jobs you want to do, right? Like, we would choose like the top, you know, 15 different like keywords that relate to your business that you're showing up, right? And that you're getting calls specifically that relate to that thing you do, right? So that's, you know, part of our onboarding process.
Right.
Okay. All right. Do this. Oh, you don't do that. Okay. So, like, I just wrote down doesn't do roofing, right? And that's good because, you know, we really want to, you know, make sure we're being specific to what you actually do. Since you offer a lot of different services, that's great because that's going to help you on Google. You're not like one guy thing. Right. Not just like what I mean by that is you don't just do one service, right? You offer a bunch of different services. So that really helps you in terms of scaling and in terms of being successful on Google, right? It's not like you're just a concrete coat or something, you know, just very specific, right? You offer so many different services that can really help you scale and take your business definitely this year to the next level. And then eventually really, you know, doing like land prep, excavational work, right? All that stuff too, in addition to all the other stuff you offer. Okay. So let me kind of go over how that all works and then I'll go over the pricing with you. How's that sound?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. So there's three ways that we basically scale your business, okay? First way is to get you, like I said, showing up on the first page of Google on the map section for anything that relates to your services, right? So like deck building, you know, kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling, right? Flooring, drywall, right? All the stuff that you do right now, we want to make sure, hey, you're showing up and getting phone calls for that. Okay. The second thing that we focus on doing, right, is if, let's say somebody types in a keyword, Dakota, on Google, but they don't see you, what we're going to do is we're going to run this thing called a retargeting ad, okay, to get back in front of them so that they do call you. Okay. So what do I mean by that? So let's say Nancy in your area types in, you know, interior painting, right? She wanted some guy to come out and paint in the inside of her house. If that's something you do, we obviously will market you for that. But okay, she types that in, but she doesn't call you. She sees you on Google, doesn't call you, okay? Well, anytime Nancy decides to log on to Facebook, she's going to see an ad, Dakota, coming from your business, right? Wilson's Development Group, basically motivating her to want to call you, right, in addition to Google. Okay. So we don't spend a lot of money on that concept. We spend enough where it does produce good fruit, right? Where it does give you like a good return on your investment off of that as well. Okay. And then the third way we help your business grow is we actually have a pay-per-lead program with Google. Okay. It does take time to get set up. It's not like an overnight process to get this third leg set up. The reason why I'm talking about it is because it's my favorite thing and it's definitely the thing that will add that extra fuel to the fire than just my basic package. Okay. And so what do I mean by that? Well, what's so good about these paper leads is they come in the form of a phone call. Okay. So you get to talk to these people, right? You get to ask them a bunch of questions and then you have a decision on every call. Do you want the lead or do you not want the lead? Right. As I always say, to want or to not to want, that is the question, right? So either you want the lead, right? Either you want it or you don't. And if you don't want it, you don't pay for it. Right. So it's not a pay per call. It's a pay per qualified lead. Right. And so if you do talk to that person, you're like, heck yeah, I'll pay for that lead. Right. At that point, when you make that decision, hey, I want the lead, Google's going to charge you $43 for that qualified lead.
Gotcha.
So that's the kind
of I would definitely not be interested in that particular service, but as far as just getting a Google ad out there, how much are we talking
about? Yeah, great question. So my basic package right now, okay, we'll take care of the website. We'll take care of, like, you know, helping you get those 5-star reviews on Google, right? I mean, because we're a one-stop shop when it comes to actually getting it all dialed in. It is a flat rate, Dakota. And then out of that package, on my flat rate package, we do spend $100 a month on those Facebook retargeting ads to help bring in extra phone calls and extra jobs by utilizing the power of Facebook in addition to Google. So that right now, we are running a promo. It's $299 a month right now for that.
Okay, so that includes retargeting on Facebook, and it includes a website and ads on Google.
Yes, us organically placing you on the first page of Google, right? Because it's going to flow off your address that you set up for your LLC. So I'm assuming you're running that
right
out of your house, right? So it's going to run based off of that. We'll hide the address from the public. Obviously, you don't want the general public just to see where your home address is, right? But
right,
for Google's sake, it's going to run off of that address, right? And then we're going to organically place you. And it usually has about a 25 to 30 mile range, like bleed out from the address. So it'll get you a decent coverage, right? And keep it affordable all at the same time because it is flat rate. And my guys typically to go to see for every dollar they spend about a $10 return on investment with that package.
Interesting. Can you send me your company information and a quote or whatever your you know promo rates are right now over to my email, and I can look at it and get back to you if I'm interested?
Yeah, so we are, like I said, trying to fill this position. So let me ask you, you know, I've been doing this a long time. You know, is like what do you think you need to see in order for you to make this informed decision at the end of the day?
I need to just see a couple of I need to tie up some loose ends on my end and just see what it looks like. I don't make quick decisions.
Sure.
Take a quote and look at it, think about it, and then I'll you know, make a decision later.
Yeah.
So
here's the thing. So somebody fell off the first page. That's why you got a call today. So my team is like trying to get that filled, right? So let me kind of show you something here. Because like you said, you know, half the battle is getting you on Google. The other half of the battle is how do we get you to stand out, right? So the first thing that I always talk to people, and I'm going to go ahead and send this real quick to you because I want you to see this, right? And this is your cell phone number, right? The 570-836-1251. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. Just bear with me. I'm going to text this to you real quick. I mean, the pricing and the package, I mean, is that all making sense? Is that something you think is, you know, would benefit your business at the end of the day?
You know, I really don't know how much I would get back from it, but
let me ask you this.
Potentially,
what does a typical job pay you? Like, when you get it, when somebody says, hey, you know, Dakota, I need you for X, Y, Z. I mean, it's all, you do all these different services, but what does the typical job make you on a month-to-month basis?
I would say average is about a grand.
Okay. So let's say bare minimum.
Like I have
job a month.
All
you
over
know,
the map.
$299 ad spend to get you bare minimum a job. I mean, it's definitely more than paying for itself. And then, you know, getting you left over at the end of the day. But I anticipate this thing doing a lot more than one job a month. Like I said, my guys have a 10-to-1 return on investment. So, you know, you're spending $300 a month, basically, this thing should bring several thousands of dollars worth of business every month, you know, roughly around $3,000. But here's something I want you to see. I just texted this to you. Go ahead and click on this real quick, because this is like a very important detail. That's why I want you to see this real quick.
Okay.
I'm sorry, my internet's slow. It's loading though. There we go. Okay.
Scroll down to where you see Lewis Pest Control. This is their Google Business profile. Okay. Next to their name, there's a photo of the guy standing next to their van. Do you see that?
Yep.
Okay. That's what I mean by standing out. Okay. This is something I've been really preaching very heavily this year, Dakota. By the way, I have personally over 1,400 clients, okay? I have some guys that spend $40,000 a month with me, literally, and then I have some guys that spend only a couple hundred dollars a month like we're talking about, right? So to me, everybody's the same, right? I don't care if you're spending $40,000 if you're only spending, you know, $300 a month with me, right? What I care about is you getting success. I do believe in the paper leads. Those are the best leads money can buy. Those will take your business to the next level. You want to make 10, 20 grand a month, those paper leads, you should be jumping all over those eventually one day. We don't need to start with them, but that's why I kind of like to crawl before we walk and then walk before we run. But those paper leads will literally transform your business. Lewis, on those paper leads, spends several thousands of dollars just on paper leads alone, right? But here's the deal. The point I'm making is these details matter, right? Having a photo of you, right, to put on your Google Business profile, put on your website, to put on your Facebook ads will really help your business grow, right, and help you stand out more than just a name and a logo out there. So when people see you on Google, they see that photo of you and then obviously want to call you. Make sense?
Yeah, I get that. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, send me, like I said, send me an email over. I'm almost to my next appointment here, so I'm going to have to run. But send me an email over with, your best rate and what that offers, and I'll consider it.
Okay. What's your email?
It is Dakota. Oh, let me think here. My brain is drawing a blank. It is DakotaWilson.River@gmail.com.
Is that spelled D-A-K-O-T-A?
Yep.
Dakota.
Wilson with one L.
Okay. Dot river.
At Gmail. Okay. Yep.
Gotcha. When do you think you'll be able to make a decision on this?
I have no clue. I'll be thinking about it and, I'll get back to you whenever I.
So what do you think is going to make you say yes to this is my main question, rather than being...
I really need to sit down and crunch some numbers and just look at what my bottom line is. Ultimately, I'm afraid that $2.99 a month is too much for me to take on as a business right now for a couple of reasons. But, if you have a better number, throw it out there for me.
Yeah. Like I said... I'll get this email out to you. If you could let me know by tomorrow, because I can only put a pause on us calling other guys that do what you do in your area, and like for a day basically. Otherwise, I might have to open this back up tomorrow, right? Because
gotcha.
We want to get
yep.
somebody retired. They got off the first page, so my company wants to get this filled. You know, if you are serious,
do you mind me asking you who it was in that first spot?
Don't know. Don't know who that was.
Don't know. Gotcha.
Yeah. I just get a trigger. Like Google lets us know when a keyword, like, opens up. Right? So,
right.
We just start filling that placement. Like, I was filling a concrete guy in Houston, Texas this morning. So, you know, like I said, it just, every day there's keywords that open up, our business goes in, we go and we fill them because we're Google's biggest partner, right? I mean, we're a $2.8 billion company. We didn't get there by accident. So if you're serious about, really, growing your business and want that exposure on Google, I can definitely do that for you, right, in terms of giving you that. And it literally breaks down to $10 a day. So we're going to not lock you in any long-term contract either. We are so confident in our services, Dakota, that it's going to work, that we want to keep earning your business on a month-to-month basis.
Yeah. Well, send me an email over. I got to get to my appointment here, so have a good one.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.